No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 20th day of July, 2020. Hope your Monday's been a good one so far. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. As New York City, once the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S., enters its fourth phase of reopening, the view from Texas is considerably different, you might say. 7,300 new coronavirus cases were reported yesterday, and a total of 3,958 deaths were officially attributed to COVID-19. The Texas Tribune reports that reflects a 20% increase over the previous week, and Texas is not making moves toward reopening, quite the contrary. As we reported here on Friday, Governor Abbott is fending off social media rumors of a shutdown, while the Texas Education Agency, or TEA, is backpedaling on initial plans for a statewide reopening of public school campuses. According to new guidelines issued on Friday, public schools in Texas are being given more latitude to keep campuses closed deeper into the fall school term. The TEA is facing backlash from educators, parents, and health officials, objecting to its previous order that would have given public schools just 3 weeks from the start of school to reopen classrooms for in-person instruction. So writes Aaliyah Swaby of the Texas Tribune, and she joins us now with the latest. Aaliyah, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
I know that you were privy to what the TEA was saying earlier. What is the agency saying now about how public schools in Texas can reopen?
So on Friday, they decided instead to allow public schools a total of up to 8 weeks to reopen their classrooms for in-person instruction. Those 8 weeks, they can limit which students come on campus. And, you know, that's a big change for a lot of districts that, you know, maybe would have opened sometime in October or September even. Now they have, in some cases could be up to November before they fully open back for all of the kids who want to be on campus.
Of course, sometime in November, if they had originally planned to open in September. Just to be clear, they have to get some kind of order from local health officials before they can ask the TEA for that permission. Is that right?
No. So they can delay that on-campus instruction for 4 weeks now, and then they have to ask the state if they want to continue that delay for up to four additional weeks in areas that are hit hard by the pandemic. And, you know, separately, they can also delay bringing kids on campus if local health officials mandate that they do so. So there are various ways that schools might end up not having students on campus in the fall.
There are some parents who want their kids back in the classroom in some districts. What is the TEA saying about reopening classrooms per se? That is to say, I understand that they are pushing off when they have to reopen classes, but are they making any accommodations for those parents who want their kids to go back to school?
So parents who don't have access to reliable technology, to Wi-Fi hotspots, to computers, must be able to send their students into a classroom every day. So unless a district definitively has provided all of its students with the resources that they need to learn virtually and have the same access to instruction as other students, they have to open their classrooms. And during the second 4 weeks of that remote learning, districts have to start ramping up. So they have to educate at least some kids on campus. They can restrict that number, but they have to bring at least some kids on, and they have to have a plan for what the public health factors are for them to reopen. So maybe that's, you know, the positivity rate going down or changing in some way. And if that happens, then they would bring more kids on campus. They have to say that in advance to receive allowance to get that second 4 weeks of remote learning.
Is the state doing anything to address this internet gap that we currently have? I mean, there are a lot of people who don't have access to hotspots or reliable internet service.
So the state announced Friday that they're going to put $200 million of federal stimulus funds into helping districts get devices and hotspots and routers on top of the state had previously said that it would reimburse districts up to 75% of their pandemic-related expenses, also using money from a federal grant that went to the governor's office. It remains to be seen exactly what that means for districts. You know, it's not covering all of those expenses, but it is an assist in those costs, which can get up pretty high. I think districts across the country are you know, crunching the numbers and seeing what it costs them to actually get set up to teach kids during the pandemic, and the numbers aren't looking great.
What about the response from the public education community when it comes to these new changes?
So, educator groups are still saying that Texas isn't going far enough, and that the new revisions, they've called them arbitrary. They've said that they're not based enough in science, and they don't get at the fact that even after those 8 weeks, there might still be districts that are not in the position to reopen their campuses. So they want it to be allowed for districts to keep their campuses closed for as long as they need to keep their community safe, instead of having it be a number like 8 weeks that's statewide and, not allowing for locals to make those decisions.
Is it clear why the TEA changed its guidelines?
I think that, with this pandemic getting worse in Texas, and educators across the state saying that they wouldn't be coming back to work if there weren't different regulations in place, and if they were forced to go back into classrooms. In some places, that could mean teacher shortages, and that would be harder for everyone. So I think, I don't know for sure what the conversations were behind closed doors, but you have to imagine that the external pressure that there was to allow for more flexibility had something to do with it.
Aaliyah Swaby is an education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Aaliyah, thanks as always.
Thank you.